Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle of Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, October 21st, through Thursday, October 27th, 2022. October 22nd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, when you pray, make your prayers a direct communication between you and me. Do so by surrendering to me all your doubts, anxieties, and confusion. Leave no obstacles between us, which are often distractions Satan places in the way. Ask me for help in all of this. I will appreciate your efforts and send angels to assist you in this. So often I wish to inspire you according to my divine will, but your spirit is cluttered with worries and doubts. These come to you when your spirit is weak in trust in my omnipotent power, which is always at your disposal. When you trust the most, your prayers are the most powerful. Guard against Satan's doubts by praying for trust. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 5, 10 through 11. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, establish, and strengthen you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 24th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, when you settle down to pray, learn to abandon yourselves completely to me. This is of necessity a learned behavior, which I will teach you. Recognize what distractions or problems are in the way and give them to me. This allows me to take over your heart and your spirit. Only then can I guide you and bring you along the path of purest holiness. When you keep part of your heart attached to worldly concerns, that means you have not surrendered completely to my divine will. It is then that Satan moves in and attacks. I am asking for a little booklet to be compiled concerning my instructions on prayer, how to form in your hearts the best way to pray, and how to avoid distractions when at prayer. These messages are as yet not complete. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 25th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, your prayer life is the fruit of your spirituality. If you neglect your relationship with me, this weakness is reflected in a distant relationship with me, one that does little to lead you along the path of a deeper personal holiness. Such a weak relationship between us is reflected in lack of trust in my provision. The weak soul does not comprehend my strength. When you pray, clear the atmosphere around you, leaving opportunities for distractions at a minimum. It is only then you can distinctly hear and understand what I desire to communicate to you. When I inspire you towards any action through your prayers, you will have a strong sense of my direction without doubts. Satan will be unable to confuse you or to take away your impetus. Nonetheless, Satan does try to imitate my spirit to misdirect you. Ask for the grace of true discernment at the onset of your prayers. Do not take pride in any direction you receive. Humbly accept my direction. This is the sign of a worthy instrument. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 26th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, no prayer is unacceptable in my eyes. Every attempt at prayer arises from the soul's desire to communicate with me. The purpose of my messages on prayer is to draw souls into a more powerful interaction between us. Whether you offer a prayer of petition or thanksgiving, the path between our hearts should be clutter-free. When you settle to pray, free your hearts of all worldly desires and concerns. Selfishness is a distraction on the path of deeper spiritual communion with me. It is the soul who allows me to fill his heart with my divine will that moves quickly through the chambers of our united hearts. Be as little children whose sole desire is to be loved and to love me. This is how you will be judged." A note is given to read Luke chapter 18, 15 through 17. "Now they were bringing even infants to him, that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, 'Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it.'" Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 26th, 2022. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus. The commemoration of my feast day in Guadalupe will be another opportunity of a prayer event here at Holy Love. Make it known. October 27th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, souls need to seek my assistance in maintaining a more perfect balance between the secular world and their relationship with me. Be careful not to get into an unhealthy relationship with the pleasures of the world. Do not always trust your long-standing schedules, which Satan can manipulate to his advantage. Remember, daily Mass and the Rosary are your best line of defense against Satan's evil agendas. It is through prayer you are most easily led out of the darkness into the light. I am calling you to be children of prayer, children of the light. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 6 through 13. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is a shame even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.